Welcome to the Charge Forward podcast, where we dive deep into the stories of inspiring athletes, entrepreneurs, and innovators. Hi, I'm your host, James Belasco, and today we have a tremendous guest, Mike Brown, the founder of Hoop Culture, a global movement and one of the top basketball apparel companies in the game. Mike's journey from a college basketball player to a successful entrepreneur is nothing short of inspiring. We'll explore how he built a global brand that resonates with basketball fans all over the world, and we'll also uncover his challenges and triumphs and the relentless perseverance that drives Mike and Hoop Culture to this day. So let's get started. Mike, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's an honor. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it's an honor to have you, man. I know, you know, looking back for you and from where you started, where you are now, you started as a college basketball player. And I have some notes here. I'm just going to brag on you a little bit. 1,000 points in high school, 1997 high school, USA Today, All-American, played college at Green Mountain. Tell us a little bit about that whole basketball journey for you and how it propelled where you are today.
Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing to be able to play the game that I love so much. I fell in love with it at a young age. I think it was one of those things where I was trying to find my way and my place, and basically I was able to find a game where I could just have a basketball and a hoop and I could just practice on my own. I think that was one of the first things that I was really enjoying as part of the game, because I got out of what I put into it. And I think that was like a lesson that I learned at a young age, where basketball kind of changed my life, where it created so many different opportunities. And honestly, like, I didn't realize the potential until I got to college. And I would never have attended college if it wasn't for basketball. No one in my family ever went to school. I grew up with nothing, but I just fell in love with the game and I just wanted to keep playing, and college was the next logical choice. So when I got to college and I was able to play basketball, I remember I won this IBM award, and he said he took his hard work from the basketball court into the classroom. And I thought that was like a pivotal point in my life, where I realized all the hard work that I put into this game, I could put into anything. And that was truly when my life changed, because I knew I wasn't going to play basketball forever, but I knew that I had a lot more in store for my life after basketball.
Yeah, that's amazing and special. You know, a lot of folks go through those challenges and sometimes they don't go in the same direction you ended up going. And for you to do that is awesome. So tell us how Hoop Culture really began. I kind of know some of that history there, but how did this all get started?
Yeah, I mean, when I graduated college, I was so grateful for the game because it really opened up my journey in life. I think I would be still back home in a small town and not knowing what I'd be doing today and getting a degree and bettering my life because of this game. I really wanted to help other kids in similar situations as mine. So it actually didn't start as Hoop Culture. It started as Hoop Connection. I was connecting athletes to college coaches. I figured if I could play in college, anyone could. And if that was their desire to go to college and end up with a degree, if I helped one kid, then I would find that a success out of that. And I always had an entrepreneur mindset, because just like in sports, in entrepreneurship, you get what you put into it. And so I wanted to really do as much as I could in this space. And when I developed Hoop Connection, we developed a logo that had the H and the C in it. And I remember it was really challenging back then, it was so long ago now, to create like an online database. You know, now they're everywhere, online so popular, but at that time it wasn't like that. And so I had this CD that had all the colleges in the country on it. I would bring it to events and I would try to promote it, and I had a t-shirt on the table that said Hoop Connection and had the HC logo on it. And I remember somebody came up to the table and like, how much for the shirt? And I was like, man, like, I didn't know how to monetize the business at that point. They thought the logo was cool, and I, as well as I did. And I was like, maybe if I create apparel, I could monetize it and be able to grow it into something. But it couldn't be called Hoop Connection. So I had to think of a name that had the HC still. And I remember going through that brainstorming process, and it was like anything that was hoop see, you know, and kind of was a blessing coming on Hoop Culture, because what better name for a basketball brand than Hoop Culture? And I was able to pour the love that I had for the game into apparel and come up with inspirational sayings. I know And One was a big basketball only brand back in the day, and that was inspiring to be a sports specific brand. And I wanted to do that same thing, but instead of talking trash, I wanted it to be inspirational. And so our first trademark was "This Game Is My Life." And I remember thinking, like, parents aren't going to love that, you know, school and God, and there's so many more things that are more important than the game of basketball. But would it really transform my life was the meaning that I put into that shirt. And everyone loved it. It was amazing, the response that we got from just that one slogan. And I remember traveling around to all these grassroots basketball tournaments with that one design, "This Game Is My Life." And then we had to keep going, you know, it couldn't stop there. So the next trademark was "Eat Sleep All," then "Ice in My Veins." And then finally people started recognizing the slogans with the brand. And I remember selling like the first shirt that said "Hoop Culture Only" on it. And I was bagging it up and I was shipping it out. And I was so grateful, like, that whole journey to get to this point where people knew the brand was a crazy journey. But that's kind of how it first started.
Yeah, that is such a cool story. And it falls in line with, you know, a lot of great stories from entrepreneurs that kind of head in one direction and something magical happens and they kind of go kind of in a slightly different direction. That's the one that propels them. So the vision that you created, and you look at your history, we just discussed with your high school and college career, and then you take off with Hoop Connection and into Hoop Culture. What were some of the things when you made that pivot to Hoop Culture that all of a sudden you said, wait a minute, this is good, but how am I going to do this?
Yeah, it was challenging. I remember the first year that I really started getting into it, going to all these tournaments. It was amazing because it was like a target market going to youth basketball events. Obviously, your target audience is right in front of you and they like the product. I remember the biggest challenge was that I thought it was going to last forever. And I really didn't understand the event schedule or youth basketball in general. I was just winging it from week to week. And then August hit and everyone went back to school. And I was like, what am I going to do now? You know, because at that time we didn't have an online presence. So I was out working and hustling, trying to keep it going until the next season. And so that was like my biggest challenge was really figuring out, one, you know, how to like continue to build product that people are going to fall in love with, because we couldn't run with "This Game Is My Life" forever. But with two, how do I expand this to be a 24/7, 365 brand where I didn't have to just go on the weekends to these events and travel around? I wanted to build something that was, you know, that could last all year round. And so I think we moved into, like, you know, the online presence and the social media. And I think timing has a lot to do with everything in business. And we were very fortunate to get into social media at the right time. And then when, like, the holidays came around and people are shopping for the holidays, that's when I experienced like the Black Friday, the Christmas, the holiday season. And so it became kind of seasonal, but a lot more than just the summer events. And that's where it really started to take off, is when, you know, we were online and pushing the brand.
So how do you keep the brand now as close to your customer and clientele base like you did back in the day when that kid looked at that t-shirt and said, hey, you know, that connection was made for him, that HC, that was cool, that fit, you know, basketball and the game he loved? How do you keep that going today online or just from a company branding standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just can't forget where you came from. And that authenticity that Hoop Culture has, we never lost it. We still attend events. We still do work, you know, around the clock as far as being creative and coming up with different designs, using the game that inspires me and my team to be able to put that into apparel. So I think the ability to continue to do what we've done in the history of the brand, to stick with that, because there's nothing better than being in the grassroots authenticity, having a brand right out there in front of your target audience to get their feedback and to be able to see their responses, to be able to take that confidence and that commitment to the online, you know, social media presence where you're driving sales online as well. So I think that was the biggest thing for us, is we kind of never forgot what it took to get to where we are now. And we continue that same grind, that same hard work, and just, you know, create new opportunities to go on top of that. I mean, because the market's always changing, you have to work really hard to maintain your market share and continue to grow. And I think that's the biggest thing for us, is to just never forget where we came from.
And so when you're talking about the audience that you connect with, obviously there's a lot of younger kids, we'll call them, right? High school, maybe younger, in college. What happens to some of the demos that are a little bit older? Are they starting to kind of see the brand? Is the brand resonating with them as well?
I think so. I mean, for one, our audience is growing older, right? So now they're having kids and they see us at events. So it's really, you know, nice when you sell to a kid and then the next thing you know, they're in the NBA, right? And so it's a pretty cool journey. So we've been fortunate to work with NBA athletes and, you know, influencers and things like that, where, you know, our age demographic has definitely grown, but it doesn't hurt to start at that younger age too and let them grow up with you. I think to be able to maintain the audience of the older, you know, college and then beyond, is really product development, creating products that aren't big slogan t-shirts, but something that's cleaner designs, or, you know, apparel and different types of, you know, those items. And so that's really important to be able to, you know, kind of change your clientele to what they want and be able to kind of reach them. And then obviously, like, you know, find influencers that are in that target demo to be able to continue to grow, you know, beyond the youth market. But it starts with the youth. They grow up with you. They have kids. They maintain a relationship with the brand. And we've been very fortunate to expand our product line into, like, team uniforms, where I get to work with coaches and directors and programs. And those are obviously a target audience, and they love our stuff too. So they're buying our tracksuits and our shorts and the different things like that. And they're my age. So it's one of those things that's been a really good thing to kind of expand our market into, like, the team uniforms, and opened a lot of doors for us to kind of reach that. I mean, we've been fortunate to work with a lot of, like, programs that have, like, really cool trainers, really cool coaches, former NBA guys. So it's one of those things where every single day you grind online, every single week you try to find new opportunities and expand your reach.
Yeah, so speaking of maybe a little bit older demo, one of the favorite things I used to do as a kid on Saturdays, and it was the Wide World of Sports. And if you heard that the Harlem Globetrotters were coming on to the Wide World of Sports, you were like, awesome, this is a good show today. And yeah, Here you are putting together, right, the uniforms and things for the Harlem Globetrotters. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I think we've been through different stages of that since I started, and it's hard not to get caught up in, you know, who you're working with and be able to enjoy that. I mean, the shirt I have on, Heaven is a Playground, was a famous book growing up, and to be able to have an opportunity to collab with individuals like that, to work with the Harlem Globetrotters, with the Orlando Magic, I mean, it's hard not to really be able to take a step back and just be excited about that. I mean, we had the opportunity to work with the Hoop It Up 3-on-3 folks, with the Five Star folks, and those are who I grew up, you know, really following and looking up to. To now be in that space as a brand is a huge blessing, and we kind of enjoy every moment of it.
And right now you're selling into, like, 80 countries around the world right now, with yeah, Everything you have in your lineup.
Yeah, it's one of those things that it's challenging, right, selling into other countries because of the shipping that goes into it if you're selling individual products. But when you're able to look at, you know, where you've reached and where your products are going out to, it's pretty cool to see that it's all over the world, as a brand, and from where you started to, you know, sending it out all over the world is a true blessing.
So I know that this isn't, like, the destination for you. I know you have a long way to go. You have huge goals, and it's not just for you. It's for, you know, the folks that love your brand, for the game, for the folks that work with you on your team? Like, you want more and you want to make sure that everybody feels that success and it's worth something. There's a purpose to it. But I know there's challenges. I know you're a family guy, have children, a wife, you have other responsibilities, you know, and you're there now. I think your kids are there now. Like, how do you make this all work? This isn't easy to begin with. And now you have these other major responsibilities and priorities in life.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy, but it's one of those things where being an entrepreneur allows you some flexibility and you can take your family along in the journey. I think that's one of the things that I just adore about my family, about my coworkers, about everyone that's been involved and helped support through this process, is that we are one giant family. And I think we're in it together and we all support each other. You know, my wife is very supportive of the hard work that it takes. She understands what it takes and she really wants me to accomplish my dreams and my goals. And when you have that support and God has blessed you with that better half, I think the sky's the limit from there. And so it only makes you more inspired. I know when you have kids, you're working for, you have a different motor, you have a different drive. You're looking at generational, you know, that you want to create a new generation of people that you're being able to support, that they can support and inspire my kids to work hard. So it's definitely a challenge, but it's also one of those things that gives you a different drive for success. So it's just not for self accolades. It's something that you want to be able to provide for your family. You want your kids to be able to understand that, you know, to have more than what you had, but also to know how hard you have to work to get it. And that's really important. So I couldn't do this alone. Honestly, like, I think that it would be more challenging, or I wouldn't be successful if it wasn't for the people that are around me to help support me. I remember when I was first started getting into business, I wanted to learn what it would take to be successful. And they said, surround yourself with people that can help support you and that are better than you at different things. And that's the only reason why Hoop Culture is where it is today, is because of my family, because of the Hoop Culture family and everyone else who's really supported me. I think the one thing about myself is, like, I'll work harder than anyone else, but I need to have that support around me to help, you know, in the other things that we need to grow. And we definitely have that here.
Yeah, that's really profound and special. There's a book by Don Perry. He's a sports psychologist, and the book is called Sports Psychology. And in there is part of the book that talks about mental toughness. And he's talking specifically to athletes, but I'm going to rattle off, he calls the four C's of mental toughness. And you let me know, you know, what you think of the four C's and how it's applied to you. The first one is challenge. You accept challenges and change adversity, and you look at them as opportunities. The second one is commitment. You make commitments, you make a promise, you stick to it, you keep your promise. Number three is control, that you manage yourself and your emotions through the ups and the downs and stay focused on that commitment. And the last, and might be the most important, is confidence. Not just the confidence in yourself, but the confidence to know the direction that you're headed, know the purpose of why you're doing things. So when you hear those four C's, mental toughness, when it comes to business and what you're trying to accomplish, does that fit? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think you're right. Confidence is something that I learned in basketball that is a huge part of being successful. So I think it's the same attributes that you have in business. I think I relate business and basketball very similar. There's a lot more challenges, I think, that are out of your control. And so, you know, talking about control, it's very difficult. And that's a big thing that I had to learn, is being able to continue to drive forward when things might be out of your control. And I think, but with confidence, because of what you've been able to build and the people that you're kind of, you know, going to battle with every single day, helps, you know, in that journey for sure. But those, you know, mental toughness in business is really hard. And it's one of those things that, you know, I actually had someone in here today that they have a nonprofit that focuses and helps people on the mental side of it. And I think that's something that I've really appreciated over the years, the awareness that has come to light with that, because everyone faces challenges and not everyone handles it the same way. And I think that if we understand that it takes all of us together to be able to get through it, and you surround yourself with a great family, then anything is possible. And that's one of the things that I've really learned here, is that we do have the sky's the limit attitude, and I'm really excited about where we're going and what we're doing. But the four C's, I think that's perfect, you know, way to sum it up. I hadn't read that before, but it's something, and confidence being the last one, I think truly is the most important.
Yeah. Okay, we'll make sure you get a copy of that book. It's a great book. So I know during, you know, rough times, everybody kind of focuses on that and how to overcome the challenges. But when things are really good, something really fantastic happens, is there something to back your brain that says, all right, time to be humble. Let's not get distracted by this because we still have a long way to go. You know, has that happened to you in this process?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, I think it's one of those things where it actually is important to have that mindset in some retrospect. I mean, if you talk to athletes and interviews, you always hear them say, like, this isn't the final destination. Everybody wants to achieve more. But I think through the process, you're humbled so much that it's one of those things that it kind of sticks with you through that anyway. You understand that no matter how good it is, you always are going to face challenges and you always can achieve more, especially in business. Like, really, what is the end goal and where are you trying to take this? Because as big as the market is and as much as we want to accomplish in life, there's really not a plateau. So I think it's one of those things where you're always thinking that, and especially in business, it's one of those, you know, you're looking at like achievements and what you've done. You really don't see it when you're in the weeds. Other people tell you. You, like, I remember I was at an event and they're like, you work for Hoop Culture? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you know how big it is? And I was like, no, I don't know how big it is. You know, so, but it was something that I needed to hear at that time. And we face that all the time. People are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're here in Orlando, or how big the brand is, the perception wise. And I think that's such an amazing thing, because sometimes when you're just grinding every day, you don't get a chance to stop and look at it. So I think that grind humbles you regardless of what kind of successes you have, but you need them sometimes so that it can give you the confidence, like we talked about, to keep moving forward. And I think that's really important.
Yeah. So what is, can we get a peek of what your vision is down the road? I know there's no end, but what do you see Hoop Culture growing into?
I mean, I was having that conversation today. I think that as a basketball brand, our market is really untapped. Basketball's, you know, influences the fashion, the culture. It's one of those sports that's trend setting. So I think that we can, you know, be global. I think that we can, anyone who plays basketball should be wearing Hoop Culture. I feel like really there's so much more to go. We're just kind of laying the foundation still now for that growth. And we've been very fortunate to work with some great partners, and I don't see that ending anytime soon. It's just to continue to move forward, develop those relationships, and keep providing a great product and going to market. And so I think that our future is really bright, that we're going to be able to, you know, have our uniforms on a lot of different, you know, players around the world. We're going to have our products in, you know, online retail stores, you know, product development is, we're going to have more product. We're going to have a lot more content and media. It's going to be one of those things where, you know, I think that we're going to hit a threshold and just explode. And that's what we've kind of been prepared for now.
Yeah, I don't think anybody needs to be a rocket scientist to kind of see what you're seeing. But
yeah,
absolutely. Just a couple last questions here. What advice would you give to somebody that was the Mike Brown during, you know, the college years into the Hoop Connection years? You know how it felt, the mindset. What advice could you possibly give somebody in those shoes right now?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is the willing to sacrifice. It's like building a house. You think it's going to be done in a certain time frame. It always takes a lot longer. And for me, if you're not willing to truly sacrifice for a long period of time, then it can be really challenging and even mentally challenging. So that willingness to really grind, to go without, to, you know, put other people first, is really important, because the sacrifice is always much greater than you think it will be initially. You know, when you get started, you're like, okay, in 3 months, we'll get this off the ground. Well, that 3 months turns into 3 years. And so if you're not, you know, prepared to go through that process, I mean, it's a real thing that like 90% of businesses fail within 5 years. You know, that's a real statistic. If you're not willing to, you know, do that grind, do that work, then it might be better for you to get yourself in a position where maybe you're working and doing it part time until you're ready to take it full time. So I think that preparation is really important to understand truly what the sacrifice could be of being an entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Mike, you have a great story. I've been able to kind of watch it from afar for many years, and you're an inspiration to me. I know you're an inspiration to others. Just listening to not just the story, but your mindset motivates people. It just truly does, whether you really realize that or not. It's just awesome. So we're going to wrap it up. But if you're out there, if you're a basketball fan, even if you're not a basketball fan, check out Hoop Culture. It is not just great apparel, but it really is a culture. It's worth every penny you put into any of the apparel that you get from these guys. And if you're a team, get your uniforms. Call Mike up. Mike, anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to share my story. There's not a lot of chances that I get at this moment to do so. So I'm very grateful for you and for always being a good friend. I would say that on social media, on Instagram, we're at Hoop Culture. I handle a lot of the direct messages. So if anyone ever has any questions about additionally how we got started or how they, you know, might get started, we're an open book. I think we didn't go through that process for nothing. Like, I always love to, you know, give our feedback, the do's and don'ts. So, you know, I would love and welcome any questions, anything that I can help someone else. It would be my pleasure. So always feel free to hit me up anytime.
Yeah. For those of you out there listening, take advantage of that. That is an awesome, incredible offer. And hey, that's it for this podcast. Mike, thanks again. Don't forget to visit chargeforwardcoaching.com. Everybody out there, have a great day and keep charging forward.